Apple-Doc.com.
It's said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Well, your health is everything, isn't it? It really comes down to the choices that we make every single day. And the amazing part about our body that I just love to talk about is that it regenerates every single day. And so no matter what you're struggling with right now, no matter what it is, I don't care if it's heart disease or anxiety or depression or whatever it is, realize that if the body can get sick, it can get well. The hope that we have every single day is that the body can change. And that's the powerful piece. Karen in Topeka, Kansas, sends this email, and she said, my husband has been diagnosed with GERD, and is this curable, or is he stuck with it for life? Well, gastroesophageal reflux disease, which, I mean, at the end of the day, reflux, if you want to call it that, is something that many people can overcome, and it can come from a variety of different reasons. It could be that there's not enough stomach acid. It could also mean that there is too much, and there's a way to do that. You go to your physician, and, of course, they give you the diagnosis, depending on the drugs that they gave in medications. Now, that can help manage it, but you got to get to the root cause. And many times, with any type of area where the body can't break the foods down very well, for whatever reason, it's smart to get on some of the basics that we teach here, okay? Now, working with maybe a good nutritionist or dietitian that can kind of guide you in staying away from the inflammatory foods and getting into more of the non-inflammatory foods, so you help your body break down the proteins a lot better. You can look into digestive enzymes and hydrochloric acid. There's a lot of natural type supplements that can really help. But apple cider vinegar, it's kind of old school, and it's been around for a long time, that has helped quite a few people with this sort of refluxing type issue. But again, it all comes down to lifestyle. You see these conditions, and you think, okay, what's really going on? What's the root cause of why my body's breaking down? And that's where you'll find the answer. So it's about getting some natural options, but it's really about changing your lifestyle more than anything. The foods that we eat make the greatest impact on our health, because that's the only raw material that our body can take to make good, new, healthy cells. Or give it the wrong stuff, and it can make the wrong kind of cells. Okay? So that's kind of the format. But with reflux, it really comes down to the foods that you eat. It's not just about taking a PPI or, you know, taking Prilosec or something like that. Not that they're bad medications by any means, but they're just managing. It's not getting to the root cause. And so you want to look at your habits and see what habits have led up to this point, and then look about, have them coach you into newer habits. That's how your body can change. Kristen, we're going to start with you. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Hi there.
I'm calling because I wanted to know what you know about premenstrual dysphoria disorder.
For you?
Yeah, I've been diagnosed several different times with a whole bunch of different mood disorders. And I was put on, you know, like different mood stabilizers and all these things. And it made me gain like 30 pounds. And then my memory was so affected, I had to get off of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this was after my son was born. So I, you know, I was breastfeeding him and stuff like that. And, you know, we tried stuff that wouldn't affect the milk. And anyway, it ended up, I started noticing when I tried getting pregnant with him after I got off my birth control pills, how bad my, like, I could track my cycle into my moods, you know, and how they would get extreme and whatnot. And now, after being on all those medications and getting off of them, the mood stabilizers, now when I just take birth control, I'm fine. Like, I don't have the ups and downs like I used to and everything.
Keeps you steady.
And, I'm sorry?
Keeps you steady, right?
Yeah. I like no crazy bipolar symptoms or anything like that. And I've tried to talk to my gynecologist and, you know, psychologist, whatever, and I'm like, listen, this is what I think I have, and they never explain it to me. I'm like, why does, you know, specifically Yaz, the only birth control, treat this? Why? How does that work? I don't understand.
Well, because the birth controls manipulate progesterone. So it's always good when you have blood tests done or any testing done to get copies of it, and don't just take your doctor's word for it. Not that they're telling you something wrong, but it's good to have your own data to keep in maybe a little notebook so you can go back and look at your numbers and seeing exactly what's going on. Because once you start educating yourself a little bit on what all these numbers mean and whatnot, you'll start to see trends. And these trends, you can start seeing blood work that you do every 6 months or so and how things are changing. Now, obviously, the numbers are going to be drastically different with you taking birth control versus not taking it. And you want to be able to chart, well, hey, I'm feeling good here. I'm feeling really stable here. And I just had my blood work done, and my progesterone is 5. But back here, my progesterone was 20. And so now I know why I was being more aggressive during that time. And it helps you even, because a lot of times doctors, we just don't explain things. It's just, oh, you're fine. Don't worry about it. Go back to your, you know, I don't have time to explain progesterone and estrogen is kind of what they're saying. And not that because they're being mean or anything. It's more of a time issue. It's like, we got things fixed. You're doing great. Don't worry about it. And it's good for you to understand, though, whether you do your own self-research or whatever, because you want to understand, like right now, why you're calling me and you're saying, well, why is that? And why, you know, I guess you're also kind of asking me, do you have to be on birth control the rest of your life to be normal? Is that kind of really what you're getting to?
Yeah. Like, I mean, the only time I've ever felt like completely normal and level was when I was pregnant with my son. I was like, just, it was wonderful. Like, I'm one of those weird people who loves being pregnant because I was so normal and level, and I didn't have mood swings, and I was like, ah, you know. that's how I felt. I tell people all the time I loved it. And what concerns me is if I ever want to get pregnant again, getting off of it, it was so bad. The mood swings were terrible.
So what it looks like is that, see, when progesterone goes up, testosterone goes up. Question, okay, when you were pregnant, were you more, did you have more of a sex drive?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, when progesterone is up, testosterone goes up in a woman typically. Estrogen goes down. That's the typical cycle. And then normally when you're not pregnant, estrogen's up, testosterone and progesterone tends to be down a little bit. And, of course, that fluctuates with your cycle. That's why I think it'd be smart to go back and get your blood test numbers now while you're on the Yaz to see what your normal is, and then that way you can go more of a natural route eventually to find out what number range is good for you that produces the kind of hormone to keep your progesterone and testosterone at a level that you feel normal. Because it really does come down to hormones, and that's what you're playing around with. So get the numbers. That's going to be your gauge. Are you looking for a natural health care provider in your area?
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, they're calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper. copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Why
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And also our preferred wellness providers. These are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. Coming up with a good lifestyle plan is what you need. So whatever it is, okay, whatever you're struggling with, whatever your diagnosis is, to get a good prognosis takes proactive measures on your part. And it's not about what pill should I take. It's not about what supplement should I take. It's not really about that. It's about redoing your thinking. Because remember, health really is 80% behavior and 20% of what you really know as far as what the doctor says, what the articles say, what the research says. That's 20% of it. I would almost say 90% is behavior, but we'll go with the 80-20 rule on that. So it really is, and it makes a difference. So if you get your head right, then it's easy to get the body right. But it all starts with your mind. So the question is, do you want to get well? That's the key. And once you can answer that, then it's easy to go to the next level with your health and with your life. 888-283-7272. Type 2 diabetes in a kid's challenge, they're saying to control the obesity epidemic has created a generation of children and teens who have type 2 diabetes. Matter of fact, one out of three of our young people right now, under the age of 11, have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. I mean, that is crazy. No other country in the world, except the United States, where all the processed food you want is available. Well, type 2 diabetes is a relatively recent development. Many treatment decisions, they're saying, have relied on what is known about adults with type 2 diabetes. Now, in the first major trial to compare treatments for the disease in young people, researchers have learned that two drugs are better than one for maintaining blood sugar control in these children. How about getting rid of the King Dons and the Twinkies and the parents that are not home and the ones and all the TV dinners and the pizzas that everybody's eating for dinner because everybody's too lazy to take responsibility for their kids' health because they're too tired from working. Parents, you got to step up. You got to teach your kids. First, you got to live it yourself, and you got to step up and teach your kids what it is to be healthy. I mean, what kind of health legacy are you going to leave with Stouffer's in the refrigerator and, you know, that's all they eat every night? Or, I mean, some kind of fast food chain that you're doing burgers and fries. I mean, really? And then our kids get diabetes and you wonder, oh, well, you know, it's genetic. Grandma had it. So I guess you're just going to have type 2 diabetes at 10. I wonder why that happened. Makes me want to slap some parents upside the head. I mean, really. So now we have these kids that are fat, they're overweight, and they've got diabetes. And so the doctors, pediatricians, which, I mean, again, to try to get lifestyle changes going on with the family and with kids can be really tough. And so the physician's job is to manage the disease, period. It's not to sit down and draw out and spend 45 minutes writing out a diet plan. That's just not how we're trained, okay? We're not trained that way. And so you go to a pediatrician, you got diabetes, you're going to go with standard of care. Standard of care will be one to two medications. Now they're saying that metformin and Avandia proved to be more effective than metformin alone. And so still the combination they're saying is the better finding. The findings suggest that aggressive and early drug therapy may help children and teens with type 2 diabetes control their blood sugar levels and reduce the risk of complications such as heart disease, kidney failure, blindness, and nerve damage. Okay, you're 10 years old. You're diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Think about this for a second. I mean, when I was a kid, I didn't even know someone with diabetes. I mean, what was that? Maybe an adult, but not kids, unless it was type 1 juvenile. Maybe I can remember one kid having something like that. But now it's just so common. And it's just unbelievable. So it confirms, they say, that for children with the disease, standard treatment with metformin alone is not enough. And Barbara Linder, who's an MD and a PhD for the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases, says that metformin is the only oral diabetes drug that's been approved by the FDA for use in children. So
they're looking to approve some others like Avandia. Well, I just hope that in the middle of this, that we can jump in and realize that lifestyle is everything. No matter how you cut it, lifestyle is everything. And so the changes that we have to make as parents for our kids, creating an environment where they can be healthy, is where it begins and what we have to do to make a difference. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. For questions about your health, let's go to Gladys. Hi, Gladys.
Hi.
How can I help, darling?
Okay. I have type 2 diabetes. I'm 73 years old. Hey. And last May, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I'm on glimepiride 2 milligrams twice a day, 20 milligrams of a Lasix diuretic, and Chlorcon potassium tablet. Well, what I'm having problems with is the Lasix tablet taken that just seems to be pulling everything out of my body, you know, all the fluids. And it has affects my muscles and my bones. So I'm in awful pain on my feet, and my feet act as if I had, you call that nerve damage, that you get to your feet with diabetes.
Right.
Well, I don't have that actually, because when I have, gotten off of the diuretics and stuff, I have no pains in my muscles or my arms or anything. And when I, on the tablet, even my knees to get up, you know, when I'm sitting down, my joints and my knees bother me, and I have to push myself up to get up off of it.
And your question for me is, what?
Well, I would like to know what I could take that would help to alleviate what supplements or something for to alleviate the pains in my muscles and my bones.
Okay, so you've got diabetes and you've got a lot of aches and pains as a result of that and taking a diuretic because of congestive heart failure. So why don't we come up with a game plan when we come back? Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend... Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but They were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Open 888-283-7272. The 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. We were talking with Gladys going to the break, and she's having a lot of muscle pain, diagnosed with diabetes and dealing with some congestive heart failure. They've had her on diuretics, and so now she feels like it's pulling everything out of her, having a lot of muscle aches and pains, and really looking for a new game plan. So, Gladys, what have you done so far? Have you changed anything, or are you just now reaching out to try to figure out what to do?
I've got your information on the anti-inflammatory diet, and I've read a lot of information and stuff of what to take, like CoQ10, L-carnitine, and magnesium for your heart. I'm on, well, I have been for years on organic foods and meats and things. My biggest problem is breads. I've made changes in the past few years. I've had diabetes now, I guess, about 9 years. And until this happened last year with this fluid building up around my lung, and that kind of really knocked me out, you know. That gave me a bad setback. And the medications, the two medications I'm on, my cardiologist had put me on foods or foods to take instead of potassium tablet.
What's your medications?
Those made me gain, the cardiologist, but that made me gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the stuff that you take, like cantaloupe, fruits and stuff that builds you up in potassium, you have to have 4,000-something mg a day of potassium. and it's just too much sugar and too many calories.
So Gladys, let me ask you a question. Let me stop you right there and just ask you a question. What is your height and your weight?
My height is 5'5".
And what do you weigh?
My weight is 180.
Okay. And how much are you exercising?
Actually, I'm sitting on the chair because I couldn't even stand up on my feet from the pain on my feet of standing and everything. And because of the congestion that I had and stuff, the breathing. So that kind of got me down to where I'm just starting, to do some exercise and things.
Okay, because
mostly,
right
both,
now...
Mostly small exercise.
Yeah, right now, but until you get your body moving, nothing's going to happen. Because you can take all the supplements you want. The better thing probably right now is to take the medications that your doctor has you on. It's probably the safest thing for you to do. And really, nothing's going to happen until you start exercising. Because with congestive heart failure, you have to be careful. But there's a lot of things you can do that your doctor probably taught you about. And that's you can swim in a pool. You can do aerobic, water aerobics. You can ride a bike, like a stationary bike. Different types of exercises that can really get the heart rate up. But it's easy on the body, and it's not hard on the heart. So there's a lot of things you can do on a daily basis that can start making a huge impact in your body composition and what happens. And that's more important than what supplement to take for what. I mean, really, the foundational four, which is a good whole food multivitamin, if you've got my book, I talk about that. And it's digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, and your probiotics. All those are really important. And that's what you want to shoot for, just to have a good baseline. But, I mean, yeah, getting your body moving is going to be your first key. Because if you're sitting around, it's great to eat coconut oil and cook with that and eat organic vegetables. But if your butt's not out of the chair moving, then nothing's going to happen until you get the weight down. So does that make sense? Because, I mean, you have to get moving, period. I mean, if you're asking me, what do you need to do? And that's pretty normal. But if you keep your dietary intake good, and you've got a good series of meals that you're eating throughout the day, not just one or two, but three good solid meals a day and a couple snacks in between, then you've got that going on, then you're going to have plenty of energy because of they're having the right kind of foods and the right calories coming in. And then you get your exercise on top of that. What you'll find is you're tired now, but you push through that in a safe way. And then as time goes on, your energy is going to start to build. You're going to increase oxygen into the cells, regardless of the congestive heart failure. And, you got to be careful with it. You want to make sure that you get some good advice and good guidance on it. But that is a big piece. And with the kidneys and all of that, you have to be very careful. But you can find a good midpoint that your body can handle. And that's what it comes down to. And right now, it's not about supplements and all that. So I wouldn't even worry about that. It's about getting solid on getting your body moving every single day. Because wouldn't you say, out of everything, that's the hardest thing for you to do is exercise?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's not just the hardest for your body. It's hard for you mentally to go do it, right? To push yourself.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
It's not.
It's the pain gets so excruciating.
Mm-hmm.
To where my feet,
on the bike,
the bottom of them hurts.
So on the bike, the pain hurts that much on the bike? What about a pool? Do you have a pool nearby?
Probably the YMCA, yeah, because I live in Colorado.
Okay.
So probably that, yeah.
Yeah, what part of Colorado do you live in?
Centennial.
Oh, yeah.
That's Littleton.
I know the area very well. They've got a couple of great YMCAs actually down that on that end, down in Centennial area. Parker's got a great one down there. Another area that's very, very. It's worth the $50 to get the membership there. Plus, you're donating it to the Y, basically. To get in the water, that's going to be amazing because it's non-weight bearing. And it actually is really good. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the chlorine, but, it's a give and take. But what you can really do to get in and start getting some movement, the water aerobics and whatnot, it'll be great for your heart. and great for your body, great for your legs, your feet, your hips, all of that can be very helpful. So that's the biggest piece. You get that going, and I know the ache and the pain. The aches and the pains, 50% of that can be eliminated. I know you've already got my book. So cutting out gluten, wheat-based foods, and cow's milk dairy for at least an eight-week period can make a huge difference. Okay, so just a couple of things to think about. All right, but keep me posted how it goes. Oh, I do want to hear how you're doing and want to talk to you again soon. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health, you can send me an email, getwellradio.com. And our preferred wellness providers, of course, healthcare providers in your area that can help you go to the next level with your health and your life. Michelle, you're with us next. How can I help?
Call.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, I'm 19 years old, and about 3 years ago, I started noticing that I was losing pigmentation around my face, around my mouth and eyes. And last year, the dermatologist diagnosed me with vitiligo. Mm-hmm. And I've tried, like, topical treatments, and nothing seemed to work. I even tried, like, dieting, and I'm just not, like, I just don't know what to do about it.
And they just kind of let you hang in, like, here's some cream and just hope for the
best? Yeah, I mean, the only other thing is, like, photolight treatment, but that's, like, tons of money.
And you're 19, and you're like, this is crazy, right?
Yeah. It's affecting my face, and I just cried a lot.
It's affecting your self-esteem.
Yeah.
Because you don't feel pretty, right?
Right.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah, let me just tell you kind of the thoughts behind vitiligo, okay? I've actually seen quite a few people in the past that have dealt with that. And from the research and all that's out there right now, traditional medicine, we just say, here, take this medicine and cream and whatnot, and it can help. But a lot of times they think that it's due to a fungal infection in the body that can cause it. They think there's some genetic links to it. So you might want to start studying a little bit as far as antifungals from more of a natural perspective. There's things like you can look up called black walnut. These are just herbal formulas, wormwood. And they've been known to help reduce fungal-related infections in the gut that might have gone systemically. And that might be something just to look into, okay? And you can talk to your dermatologist. And if they, you know, a lot of times, unfortunately, our standard of care in medicine is just pretty much, well, here's the cream and that's it. And I know that's not what you want. You're thinking, gosh, there has to be an answer. So I would look at that. Because a lot of times when you start clearing out the digestive tract, it's one thing to diet. Like you just said, well, I've tried dieting. It's another thing to really cut down inflammation in the body, really work on the bacterial flora in the gut. Because in the digestive tract, you know, you've got good bacteria and bad bacteria, right? So when you take an antibiotic, let's say you get an infection, it wipes everything out. And it gets rid of the bad, but it also gets rid of the good. We've got to keep the good bacteria back in there. And that's what the probiotics can do. So there's a lot of natural-based foods and supplements that can help. But it's about coming up with a game plan. And there's no guarantee that it can go away as far as that goes. So, but they do believe it's fungal-related. So the earlier you can work with that, the better. I would look at meeting with maybe a naturopathic physician, someone that really understands more of the natural remedies and more along the homeopathic lines, and they just understand how all that works. And they can probably give you some good guidance and a good game plan of what to do. Because there's stool testing, there's blood testing, there's a lot of testing that they can do to really find the numbers and figure out exactly what's going on. So there's my 2 cents. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today, diet and lifestyle related. Don't forget, you can get your health back. And by the way, we'll be right back.
Hi.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in 6 heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'd be glad to make it part of the show. Under the new U.S. healthcare law, more than 3 million health insurance policyholders and thousands of employers will receive a total of $1.3 billion in rebates this year, according to a report released Thursday by the Kaiser Family Foundation. A nonpartisan research group says the law requires insurance companies to spend at least 80% of the premiums they collect on medical care and quality improvement on return the difference to individuals or employers. So insurance companies must notify policyholders about the rebates and pay them by August 1st. Some companies have already started issuing rebates. More than 3 million individual healthy insurance policyholders will receive a total of $426 million, which works out to an average of $127 per person. This was reported on a state-by-state basis. The largest rebates will go to individuals and employers in Texas, and number two, Florida. Hawaii is the only state in which insurers are not expected to issue rebates. Now, rebates totaling $377 million will be sent out to small employers with plans covering nearly 5 million people, and the employers are not required to pass the rebates on to the workers. And how are they going to pass that along? Who's going to get that money? And are also allowed to take them as a discount on next year's premiums. So the Kaiser Report's findings are based on the analysis of insurance industry findings or filings with state health insurance commissioners. The rebates are only one of the most tangible benefits that consumers have seen to date from the Obama administration health care law, according to Larry Levitt, a Kaiser Family Foundation expert on private insurance. So there you go. So the rebates are coming. Look for your $127 coming in the mail before August 1st if you have health insurance. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health, we're going to go to Marcia. Hi, Marcia.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, darling. What's up?
I was diagnosed about 10 or 12 years ago with hypothyroidism.
Okay.
And, of course, I struggled with the weight I had gained immediately, and then I've not been able to get any of it off, and the extreme fatigue and the depression that it causes. I take Armour Thyroid, I think one full grain per day, and I just wondered if you had any recommendations for anything that might be better or if there's anything you knew of that might help with losing some of the excess weight from the hypothyroidism.
Well, a couple things. What is your... Give me the two things I want to ask you is how are you eating and how are you exercising?
I stay pretty active. I have a very physical job, and as far as eating goes,
what is your job?
I actually work as a sales associate at Home Depot in the paint department.
Okay, so you walk a lot, but what kind of focused exercise do you have during the week?
That I'm not real good at.
Okay, so you're not doing it. Does that translate to you're not doing it at all?
Well, no, I do some. I do some walking, but I also have degenerative disc disease, so I don't do a lot of high impact because it tends to really aggravate the spine problem.
Sure. But also, if you do the right kind of exercise, it can actually improve it.
Really?
Yes.
So have you ever worked? What do you recommend?
Well, have you ever worked with a personal trainer?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I would work with a personal trainer probably at least once a week for about an 8-week period. And it's going to cost a little bit of money. Usually you can get them for about 35, maybe to 55 for a half-hour session, but it's worth it because what will happen is they'll start teaching you routines that you can go do on your own, and you can go to the gym 3 days a week. Yeah, weightlifting
what it does for, it's great for men and women, but for women, it increases bone density. It also is going to increase your flexibility because of some of the training that they will do for you and some of the different methods. You'll be amazed at how it can help, actually, with strengthening the muscles, the core muscles around the spine, and what they can do for degenerative disease. Even though you're walking around Home Depot with paint, it's different. People think when they walk all day that it's just the same thing. It's not. Because focused exercise, especially some form of resistance training, is critical for overall health. So that's one thing, all right? So that's step one. Now, step two is you're eating. So why don't you give me breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I'll decide if you're on track or not.
Well, I'm really bad about not eating breakfast, and sometimes I don't even eat lunch. I'll eat maybe sometimes one meal a day and a snack. So I'm kind of
that's why your thyroid shot right there.
It is.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
So is there a way to regenerate it?
Get disciplined.
Get disciplined.
Yeah. I mean,
what do you recommend as far as the diet?
Well, I mean, here's the deal. The whole thing that my grandmother taught me when I was a kid was three meals a day, okay? Three squares a day, and there's a reason for that. When you sleep all night, your body goes into a fasting state. That's why they call it breakfast, break fast. It's break the fast. That's what the word means. So you fasted for 6 or 7 hours. Then you get up and you're ready to take on the day, your body needs food immediately, even if you're not hungry. And so you want to have a higher protein breakfast with, you know, just following a good basic plan that, like I have in my book. So you've got, you know, lean quality proteins. You've got, so for breakfast, you could do a couple of eggs and you could do a bowl of fresh berries. And you eat maybe half an apple, handful of walnuts at around 10 a.m. Lunch, you can go with a fresh salad with some fish on it, and then another snack in the mid-afternoon, and then dinner, go with some baked chicken, organic if you can, and then some vegetables like asparagus or broccoli, maybe half an avocado. So you're thinking, man, I haven't eaten that much in like 10 years, and you're not going to gain weight either. It's actually going to do the reverse. Get with a personal trainer, look at some of these eating styles, and you'll be amazed. As far as supplements go, I'd stick with what you're doing. Sounds like your doctor's got you on a great plan. But ask him or her about supporting the pituitary gland. It's very important when you're dealing with the thyroid. We'll be right back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.